Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
1st things first. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 33. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Trouble, distress, worry, anxiety. We live in a time when these things seem to be front and center everywhere. Never in North American history has there been recorded such high levels of anxiety, even among youth who in many senses should be the most carefree. This passage starts with an imperative, do not be anxious. But how? What's the cure? How do I not worry when my need for survival and my need for significance seems threatened? The cure seems to be like a two-sided coin. Understanding who I am in God's economy and making sure God holds his rightful place in my economy of values. Jesus explains that we can look at nature and see that God is concerned for things that we would often take for granted, such as birds and flowers. Have you ever just sat in the grass on a hillside and looked around at God's creation and taken note that he cares for its sustenance and its beauty? If God cares for his creation in this way, how much more does he care about humanity, his crowning creation? Secondly, where does God fit in your value system? Jesus says that his kingdom should have no other place than first. Seek first the kingdom of God. I've often asked people to evaluate their values. What are the top five things you value? Christians will inevitably put God number one, but I always then ask them to evaluate the reality of their values by comparing them to what they spend their time and money on. I also heard another angle on this in an interview with a famous Christian music artist. When faced with a decision regarding the music he would or wouldn't play, with real pressure from his recording label, him and his wife came to the conclusion that the only way they could rightly navigate the situation was if God was first, second, third, and on and on. In their minds, God was over everything, and every decision would be filtered through the all-surpassing value of Jesus and his kingdom, and that they would trust God for the outcome. I like that. I think that's a good way to understand what Jesus is saying here. God knows we need the basics of life, but he also knows we were created to be in his kingdom and have an intimate relationship with him. So, maybe an interesting paradox of dealing with anxiety is not actually focus on dealing with it as much as focus on our loving Creator and Redeemer, who loves and gave himself for us, that we might be in his kingdom, loving and serving him. Dear Lord, I so easily get carried away by all the things there seem to be to worry about. It is so difficult not to be consumed by what all could go wrong. Please help me by your Holy Spirit to value you far above all other things and to trust you to love and take care of me for your glory. Amen.